recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. More than a third of all marriages in the United States end not with a divorce, but with the death of a spouse. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In the midst of huge emotional trauma, one of the greatest challenges when you lose a spouse is handling finances. Being widowed is something none of us ever wants to think about, but with 55 and a few months being the average age of widowhood in this country, we all need some kind of a financial plan, something that can take care of the family's daily needs that come down to dollars and cents. Not planning for death can make things much more difficult on the surviving spouse. And that's why couples must have a contingency plan, meaning having a will, a trust if necessary, power of attorney, health care directives, and so forth drawn up, have them signed and discussed. Make sure you discuss them with one another. It's important to do so, so that if the unexpected happens, the surviving spouse will know where to go, who to talk to, and what decisions need to be made. If the head of the household dies, the surviving spouse must assume an often unfamiliar role of managing the finances. An important thing to keep in mind, don't make any rash financial decisions. Take time out for the first month or so. After that, it's critical to form a team of trusted advisors, which should include an attorney, accountant, trust officer, and insurance agent. The next step is to revise your estate plan. Make a list of who you want to name as beneficiaries in your will. And if you're recently widowed, many of your assets will still be in the name of your late spouse. So make sure you retitle the ownership on all important documents. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.